and read that first, please.
Did you want to take the communications first?
Well, the batting order I have here says we're going to take item 1,000 at, sorry, never mind. You're right. It says at 9:30. Yes, we will now take communications items. Sorry.
Okay. I know just the one is here this morning, item 995.
Okay.
Request of David G. Gwyther to address council regarding transportation issues.
Yes. All right, Mr. Gwyther, come on up. And I think we will take the other communications items as people arrive, just because they didn't get much warning about this. Good morning, Mr. Gwyther.
Thank you for the time. You may have my little handout there in front of you. As I've noticed in the newspaper, you have a big problem in trying to figure out how to finance improvements in streets and sidewalks. I think one of the problems in understanding that is trying to discern between the difference between a capital good and a consumption service. Most of your budget is consumption services. When you hire police officers, firemen, et cetera, those are all consumption services. Capital goods should last at least 2 years. So, for example, sidewalks, that's your classic. I've seen sidewalks in the city that date back to 1907. That is a classic capital good, and you can bond for that using tax-free municipal bonds. Streets, at least 10 or 20 years for a good asphalt street. Another thing that you could bond for using municipal bonds. Potholes, let's hope they last 2 years. You could use short-term bonds for that. Now, how are you going to repay the bonds? First of all, when you put a sidewalk and a street in front of a house, the value of the house goes up, hence the amount of property taxes you collect goes up on that particular house. Also, you have a general increase in the values of the area around the house. Right now you have a building boom going on in this town, which I'm sure you've noticed, and you have tax revenues that are even unanticipated, which should be able to anticipate based on building permits, etc. So that's one way you can repay these bonds. Secondly, you're going to have additional cash flow from things like business taxes that can, when you, let's say, a neighborhood that is underdeveloped in Lentz, if they get a new grocery store, you're going to get business taxes. And it helps to have a street and sidewalks to get to the grocery store in order if you want to build the grocery store. Okay. Interest rates are very low right now, historically. A 3 to 5%, or actually municipal bonds, tax-free municipal bonds, maybe 3 or 4%, is a very, very low rate. Inflation takes care, over a 30-year period, takes care of a lot of the costs involved in this. Plus, increases in the property tax revenue should help, too. And right now, there's an opportunity for small savers that you could address. Small savers really don't have a place. You go to the bank, what do you get, 1% on a CD? You could offer $5,000 municipal bonds direct from the city, not through Goldman Sachs or somebody, and the state treasurer's office. They've handled direct sales before that would allow small savers with, let's say, $5,000 to get a small check every month for as many years as they want, out to as many as 20 years or 30 years, depending on how you want to do it. So you're in a situation where you get a triple win. You get the sidewalks, you get the increase in property values, and you get a way of helping small savers save for the future. Anyway, if you have any questions, you have my numbers there. Urban economics happens to be something I know something about, and I have over 1 million miles of cab driving on the streets of Portland. So I have kind of a unique perspective. But call Echo Northwest if you want to get, you know, if you want to pay for my testimony.
Okay, thank you very much for those creative suggestions. Thank you. Okay, and I think we have no other communications items, folks, that have shown up yet this morning. So again, let's take them as they arrive, Carla, and we'll just let me know, and we'll scroll them in. Okay, then let's move to the consent calendar. Again, we have pulled items number 1004 and to be rescheduled for October 8th. And number 1006 to be referred back to my office, and 1008 also to be rescheduled to October 8th. Are there any other items to be pulled off of the consent calendar and considered separately? If not, then let's vote on the balance of the consent calendar, please.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay, thank you. Item